Doesn't matter.
It's a good list.
It's relevant as far as I'm concerned.
I like it.
It is the top 10 teams that should lower their expectations heading into the season.
I can give you those.
Could you?
I mean.
Number 10 on the list, UCLA. Jim Mora has one season of college coaching under his belt and a great quarterback in Brett Hundley. Also has no offensive skill players returning, an extremely young offensive line, and a completely rebuilt secondary. They are talented, but they play on the road against Nebraska, Stanford, Oregon, and crosstown rival USC.
It's a tough schedule.
UCLA also has to play Washington, as we mentioned, their favorite at home against Boise, and Arizona State at home. It's from Athlon Sports. Thank you, Easy. Easy is my the official zone prepper of our show here. The official prepper of the zone. Let me say that. Media picked the Bruins to win the Pac-12 South for the third straight season, but this team will be lucky to win 8 games, according to Athlon Sports. Next up on the list, one that people around here may not like with the connection to Charlie Strong, but they have Louisville on the list. Teddy Bridgewater, an elite quarterback. The defense returns largely intact. The schedule's extremely manageable, but there is a good chance that even with a 12-0 season, they could be left out of the BCS title game. I think if they go 12-0, they're in.
I think they're in a BCS. Well,
I think they're in
game?
The game. As long as everybody else has a loss.
I don't know if there's...
Are they going to get... Are you telling me Louisville's not going to be kept out with a one-loss team from another conference?
Well, you look at their teams that they're playing, I don't see any ranked teams on here.
No, they're not playing anybody. It's worth a crap. Oh, it's
so,
a cakewalk.
Yeah. So, at the
but they're a team
the
that...
title game.
They always pay it forward for these teams. This is a team that had a great year last year. They won a BCS game over an SEC team, so they have automatic credibility. The strength of schedule is pathetically low.
I don't think they have a championship game, too, a conference championship game in the American.
That'd be, I don't even know. I don't know anything about this new conference. All I know is it blows.
I don't think they do because they don't have enough teams, so that would also hurt their schedule, though.
What was the score in the Florida game last year, the BCS game?
Final score was, that's not...
It's not in there?
No, it's not. It's
here we go.
Up here. Here we go.
33-23. They won by 10. Okay. Okay.
So what if they go undefeated? Alabama has a loss. Ohio State goes undefeated. Who goes?
I'm saying Louisville's going to have a good chance, I think, because
of
the fact that not because of the schedule this year, but because, A, they've got a Heisman Trophy contender quarterback, and, B, they beat Florida in a BCS game last year. That's going to be one of the real interesting teams this year because their schedule is weak. All right, next up on the list, they have Clemson. And Clemson could win the SEC East this year with wins over Georgia and South Carolina. Not literally. Tigers are a clear-cut front-runner to win the ACC. They face Georgia, South Carolina. They play Florida State, which is number 11 in the preseason. Road games with NC State and Maryland. Stacked on offense, talented as usual everywhere else, but questions will loom large for a defense that ranks 63rd and 71st in total defense the last two seasons. Can they do enough defensively to win?
I think their talent offensively will hide some of their defensive deficiencies, but...
I bet they're in a BCS game with the national title.
And they do have a pretty favorable schedule, except for at South Carolina at the end of the year, which has nothing to do with the ACC championship.
Well, they're also playing Georgia. Even though they're at home, they're playing Georgia to start the season, homeboy.
I get that, too, but they also have a very weak non-conference schedule.
They're playing Georgia and South Carolina back-to-back, right?
They have Florida State at home.
No, that's South Carolina State.
They're
playing South Carolina State and South Carolina. They play South Carolina State in week two. That's a little easier. Okay. That makes more sense. Vanderbilt, they have, is a team that should lower their expectations. They had a great year last year. They don't expect it to continue. TCU, this is going to be, they're an interesting team. They lost their quarterback, of course. He had some personal problems. He is back. He had a great year 2 years ago. So, of course, they open with LSU. But it says they'll face four teams ranked in the preseason top 16. Daunting road slate at Texas Tech, which they should be improved. Yeah. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and Kansas State. Well, one of those teams not very good. The rest of them are pretty tough. It doesn't include the Frogs' sneaky good arch rival from Waco, which is Baylor, of course. They do have a tough schedule. They have A&M on the list as well. It says key road games with LSU and Ole Miss will be challenging. Johnny Manziel can handle the pressure of his off-the-field behavior, and it won't impact his play, but the same cannot be said for the other 84 guys on scholarship. And that's the thing. Some people have made the claim recently. I can't remember who told me this, that they think that... I think it was Chris Peterson called in and talked to us about this. The UALR athletic director talked about how he thinks the team will rally around Manziel and Manziel will rise to the occasion and they'll actually play better because of the scrutiny.
I agree with Coach. I think he's so talented and so good, he's not going to let this affect him. I think he's going to have a fantastic year again. He's too talented not to.
Next up, listen up, Tiger Bait. LSU is on this list from Athlon. Tons of talent. But the O-line, and the O-line is outstanding. Wideout's explosive. Mettenberger threw an atrocious 5 touchdown passes in 8 SEC games last year. There is no way the Tigers can beat Alabama, A&M, Georgia, and Florida with that type of offensive production.
They're at Georgia and at Alabama. Those are two tough games for them.
Athlonsports.com, not buying it. They have Texas on the list of teams that should lower their expectations. Last 2 years, they combined 118-38, beat down by Oklahoma. Not good.
That wasn't even fair.
Here's a team I'm rooting against, I think most of us are, USC. Says it's a team that should lower
their
expectations.
Are you rooting against the team or the coach?
I'm rooting against the coach, and I'm sorry that you have to drag the whole team down with it.
There you go.
Quarterback battle. He's going to play two quarterbacks against Hawaii. You know what that tells me? Lane Kiffin's just as big an idiot as I thought he was. It says missing Oregon helps this team should be improved. It says missing Oregon helps and this team should be improved, but 10 wins feels out of the question despite playing 13 regular season games this fall.
Matt Barkley finally leaves.
How do they
don't
not get to play Oregon?
They don't play Oregon this year. No.
They do go to Oregon State. Oregon State's ranked in the top 25
at Notre Dame this year.
They play Stanford, but they're at home.
They got a favorable schedule, to say the least.
And last but not least, Ole Miss. Says Ole Miss should lower their expectations. At Vanderbilt, Texas, Alabama, Auburn, and Mississippi State. Texas A&M, LSU, Arkansas, and Missouri at home. That's what Hugh Freeze and his extremely young Rebels face in 2013. It is a tough schedule. Other teams that get honorable mention, your alma mater and one of your favorite teams, UCF and Arkansas.
Okay, very nice.
Kentucky?
I mean, not very nice that we should lower expectations. I looked at UCF's schedule and I don't like it. I only like them winning 6 games this year. Even with a really good quarterback, Blake Bortles, threw 25 touchdowns last year. Watch out for him.
It says Kentucky should lower their expectations. I don't know how much lower they can go.
And
it says the entire state of Oklahoma should lower their expectations.
Ooh.
I think Oklahoma State could underachieve, and I don't like Oklahoma State or Oklahoma to win the Big 12
title.
You
don't like the redshirt freshman coming in?
I don't like Texas either, though, so I don't know who to root for. The Big 12 is the one that is hanging out there for me. I have no idea who I think is going to win that crappy conference.
TCU, maybe?
Maybe TCU is a
Even
dark horse.
They should lower their expectations. TCU
maybe so.
Might be the team to rise up.
I think I'm going to pick Texas Tech by default.
You going with Kingsbury?
I don't know. 1247, we'll be back.